Hello, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Steve, and today we are on our second day of this month's sports feature, talking about Kobe Bryant's final game. Of course, Kobe Bryant is a basketball superstar in the NBA with the Los Angeles Lakers. His entire career, his entire 20-year career, and if I remember correctly, he has won 5 championships.
That is correct.
With the Lakers. And he's been voted MVP how many times, Luke?
One time, actually.
Only once?
Only once for the NBA, but he has won 2 finals MVP awards during 2009 and 2010.
Okay. Well, still very, very impressive. Of course, you just heard the voice of Luke, and Luke is a rabid Kobe Bryant fan. He knows all the statistics. And so we're so happy that he's back here in the studio. Welcome back, Luke.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Also with us is Linda. Linda is very knowledgeable about basketball, but she has some misgivings about Kobe Bryant. And we'll hear a little bit more about those later. Actually, I mentioned this yesterday. Kobe Bryant is a controversial figure in sports history. So although he is a superstar, you know, he's a person. We all have our faults and foibles, and certainly Kobe has his share of those. Linda, welcome back. We enjoy having you here in the studio.
Thank you, Steve.
Linda was a former resident in the Miami area, and so she followed the Celtics.
And the Heat.
Of course, the Celtics are from the Northeast, up in Boston. And that was in the era, the Larry Bird era, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the Celtics and the Lakers, they were opposing each other.
Mm, that fine rivalry.
Yes. Okay, before, friends, we get into our lesson today, I like to go to the previous day's lesson and just pick a point and summarize it to refresh ourselves of kind of where we were yesterday. So I'm going to ask Luke to begin. Luke, what is your point you'd like to share with us?
Oh, well, we learned yesterday under the section Going the Distance that Kobe found many ways to get to the basket off wild drives, crazy dribbles, and hands in his face, even that he found ways to score the basket.
Okay. And what about you, Linda?
Well, yesterday we mentioned just the style of the writing, the stance of the author. And usually reporters or authors, they want to be neutral in their writing. But this author clearly isn't. He has a definite bias, and it's even more apparent when you are not a fan of Kobe Bryant. If you are, then you'll agree with everything that he's saying. And it will probably stimulate you, like, you know, if you're Luke. But if you're not, then you'll just notice how, like, over the top it is.
It is. It is. Certainly it is. It makes for entertaining reading, nonetheless. And if you notice, the author is a reporter with the Los Angeles Times. And so that makes sense. He's the hometown newspaper sports columnist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes sense that he would talk in these praise and these glowing terms. I want to mention quickly, we didn't talk about this yesterday, but Kobe Bryant's origins, and Luke, maybe you can help me with this a little bit. He was one of the first guys to enter the NBA skipping college, right?
That's right.
That was back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, for many, many years, most NBA players, they go through a school to get to the NBA. Is that right?
That's right. Usually, what the norm is, players would go through maybe at least 2-3 years of college before they get drafted into the NBA. But players like Kobe and LeBron James as well, they were drafted right away from high school. So these players were 18 when they started.
18 years old starting in the NBA. Is that right?
That's right.
That is amazing. Can you imagine 18 years old and you're playing in the NBA? So that's how good he was.
And that's also why he had such a long career. That's part of it.
That's
right. He started
right.
So young.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You said he just turned 38 this year?
Well, when he scored 60 during this game, he was 37.
Okay, so he's 38 now or close to it anyway.
I believe so.
Yeah.
So he didn't do any sort of, he didn't have any college education?
No.
So maybe he'll do that now.
Possibly.
Yeah, some people do that. Some athletes, after they retire, they go back and finish up school or get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have a lot of time on his hands, that's for sure.
It'll
be interesting to see what he does with his life at such an early age. Imagine being 38 and your career is over. You start to look for something new to fill your time. And that can be a big challenge for athletes.
Well, I read that he's going to be a father again. They're expecting their third child.
Okay,
so that will keep him busy.
Congratulations, then, to Kobe Bryant on being a dad again.
Good.
All right, well, let's get into today's lesson, then, on page 29. Friends, if you have your magazine, please open to page 29, and let's read together on the left-hand column, Igniting the Fans.
Igniting the Fans. He patted his chest, gritted his teeth, stared to the sky, scuffed at the wood. He barked at officials, haughtily shook his head in ordering his teammates to get out of the way, threw a behind-the-back pass, blocked a shot, and basically pulled out every wonderfully reckless trick that he's shown for two decades. No matter where you were in the city, if you listened closely, you could hear the fans chanting, "Kobe, Kobe, Kobe," until those chants dissolved into a solid roar that may never end. If you listened extremely closely in the final minutes, you would have heard your faithful correspondent stand up in his press seat and scream. This was Kobe Bryant, wearing the Lakers uniform for the last time, setting that jersey on fire. This was a legendary end to a legend.
All right, I like that word, igniting. Linda, would you please help us with this word, igniting? What happens when you ignite the fans?
Sure. Well, when we talk about ignite, like, we think of something being lit on fire. And so if you're talking about people, it gets them excited about the game.
Yeah, it gets them excited, pumped up, we often say when we're in the sports world, right? I'm so pumped up. I'm excited. The adrenaline is flowing. So he has that way with fans. He has that ability to get fans really, really excited. Okay, Luke, what does he do when he's on the court? Line one.
Well, we read that he patted his chest, gritted his teeth, and stared to the sky and scuffed at the wood.
Sounds like an animal.
It does. I thought the same thing when an ape in the woods will start beating his chest, you know, and gritting his teeth, scared to the sky. This is part of the Kobe Bryant experience. This is part of his passion that he displays on the court.
That's exactly right.
Here's something on line two. He barked at officials, and when you bark, you're kind of shouting or talking in a loud tone in a very rude manner. Is that right? When you bark, it's not barking like a dog, but you're just shouting short, terse phrases.
Mm-hmm.
And the officials are the referees on the court, and so those are the guys who you kind of want to be friends with, I would think. Sometimes they don't call the game like you want them to.
Yeah, usually when, they make a call that you're unhappy with, you know, that would, if you're really into the game, then sometimes the emotions come out.
Yeah, and they're like, come on, ref!
Yeah.
Hey, come on! Are you blind? But you can't go too far. There's this line that you can't cross, or you could get in trouble and get fined, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
Nonetheless, he does bark at officials, and then we see next that he haughtily shook his head. What does that mean, haughtily?
It means to condescendingly do something, so as if you look down on somebody else, they're less than you.
Right, and he's doing this to his teammates. Okay, and so this is something we alluded to earlier, in that the Kobe Bryant of basketball is a controversial figure. This is one of the reasons why I think his passion is so great that sometimes he doesn't control his emotions as well as he should. And it can come off as being very arrogant, very proud, and very haughty. He looks down on people. Certainly, he has great talent. Probably, he's the best player on his team, and he knows it. And so he makes sure other people know it. Is that fair to say, Luke? I know you're a big fan. Well, am I being unfair?
No, it is what it is.
Yeah. And so you have to take the good with the bad, right? Or the bad with the good.
Yeah.
There are people, athletes and movie stars out there who have human qualities, and sometimes we forget that.
Mm-hmm.
We forget that. All we see are the highlights, the real highlights on the news, or that we see them in the movies portraying someone, and we don't remember sometimes that these are real people who have problems in their life, who have personality flaws.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of that? Kobe Bryant has a personality flaw?
I try not to think of that. But you do make a really good point, Steve. You know, everyone's human.
Yeah.
We all have our flaws.
Right. So I'm not picking on Kobe, but the author does bring up these words, and I do want to mention that. So that's part of his legacy, I think. It's going to be part of his legacy.
Yeah, and I think all of these actions are indicative of his arrogance.
Yeah. There's the question that's raised, Linda, when you say that, is can you be a superstar in a sport, to be at the top of your game, and not have a little of that bravado, that arrogance? Can you have that?
Have to believe in yourself. You know, in order to be at the top and stay at the top, you have to really believe in yourself and have confidence. But I don't think you have to be arrogant about it.
Mm.
Like, even if you are the best, you don't have to act as if people are less than you.
Right. So finding those kinds of people, the sports stars, the superstars, it's kind of rare.
It is difficult, though.
When someone comes along and has amazing talent and
can be humble about
it. That
genuinely
is
humble.
Probably a rare thing. Luke, what do you say about that?
Yeah, there's truth to that.
You better say that. Okay, well, he has a lot of tricks that he shows on the court. But no matter where you were in the city that night, if you listened closely, you could hear the fans chanting, "Kobe, Kobe." And so the author is having some fun with us. He's saying, no matter where you were in Los Angeles that night, if you listened carefully, you could hear the crowd chanting because they were so loud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how often fans will cheer on a team player in the NBA.
Yeah.
I know that here in Asia, sometimes people will say, "Jayo, Jayo," you know, but this is one way, is to chant their name until those chants dissolved into a solid roar that may never end. All right. Can I be honest here? This author is using this kind of language a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, if you're a fan, if you're a big fan of Kobe, there's no problem. But if you're not...
The chanting of Kobe's name will never end. And yesterday we found that Kobe will be shooting forever and scoring forever.
Mm.
It's like, no, not really. I think his career is over now.
I guess in the hearts of fans, yeah. Mm. We'll never stop scoring.
Luke, is that true? Like, he's always scoring in your heart, right?
Yeah, man. That's Kobe. Yeah.
This author is speaking straight to Luke's heart.
Okay, well, if you listened even more closely or extremely closer in the final minutes of the game, you would have heard your faithful correspondent stand up in the press seat and scream. Okay, this is a very interesting sentence. Let's tackle this word correspondent first, Linda. What is a correspondent?
Well, it's his position as working for a newspaper or television station, a reporter, basically.
Okay, he's a reporter. And he's talking about who here? He's talking about himself, right? When you say, your faithful correspondent, he's actually referencing himself. He doesn't want to say me. He uses this term as if he's in the third person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is one way where authors and writers will try to distance themselves from what's going on with what they're reporting. I find it interesting. So sometimes people will say, yours truly is back from his vacation, and they're just referencing themselves. And say, instead of saying, I'm back, they're saying, yours truly.
Mm.
Okay, so that's what that means. And so this correspondent, this reporter, was very emotional as well. And he stood up and screamed like a junior high school girl. I don't know, with a lot of passion. Well, this was Kobe Bryant wearing the Lakers uniform for the last time, setting the jersey on fire. Literally? Luke?
Well, not literally, but, you know, when in this case, when something is on fire, it just means you're it's going well for you. All your shots are sinking in, and there's that feeling, I guess, that you are on fire.
That's a good point. In the sports world, if you say, man, he was really on fire tonight, that means he was very successful in shooting the ball or hitting the ball, if you're a baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kobe was on fire that night, and he was so much on fire that his jersey caught fire. His shirt.
That's a fun way to say it.
Yeah, yeah. And so this was his end to a legend. The legend was over. Well, let's go into the second reading now, friends. On the right-hand column, we'll begin How It Ended.
How It Ended. And when he was finally removed from the game, he clapped for the screaming crowd and gave them a weary wave. Then he completed perhaps the Kobe-est night ever by finishing his career in a perfect full circle. He walked to the sidelines, found former nemesis Shaquille O'Neal, and hugged him. He blew a kiss, and he was gone. But, as he later showed, he will be Kobe forever. Meeting with the media, he was asked if this were a perfect ending. A perfect ending would have been a championship, he said. But then he added that he just couldn't help himself. I just gave myself up today, he said. This is cool. This is fun. Just let it ride. Just enjoy it. On the final night of his professional basketball life, it was the ride of a lifetime.
All right. Friends, if you're just joining us, we are on page 29 in our Advanced Studio Classroom magazines. We are in this month's sports feature talking about Kobe Bryant, the NBA legend from the Los Angeles Lakers, and his final game of the final, the final game in his career, his 20-year career.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad time for Kobe Bryant fans, and it'll be interesting to see what he does with his life after he retires from basketball. Well, the author takes us into how it ended. And when he was finally removed from the game, we're talking about Kobe, he clapped for the screaming crowd and gave them a weary wave. Why would a player be removed from the game, Luke?
When a player is removed, the coach is letting him rest. And he's at the same time, he's throwing in substitutes for that player.
I would think if this is a superstar, it's his last game, why not let him play the whole game?
Well,
do you think Kobe said, I'm ready to get out, I need a rest?
Quite possibly. This was during the closing seconds of the game anyways.
And probably
gave him time. As we read, he clapped for the screaming crowd and gave them a wave. So he was acknowledging the fans. And he was expressing his appreciation during that time.
Okay, probably this was on purpose, I'm thinking. If the game had ended people's attention would be diverted a little. So if they did it before the game ended, it would give Kobe the spotlight, and the center of attention would be on him, and he was able to do those things, to wave and so forth, right?
Yeah.
A weary wave, though. It wasn't an excited wave. It was a weary wave, Linda.
Yeah, well, that shows that he was tired. You know, he played a long game, and it was the end, and, yeah, he was tired by the end.
Yeah, 20 years. He was tired. Time to go home. This is the funny sentence for me, the next one. He completed perhaps the Kobe-est night. It's so funny how the author took someone's name and turned it into an adjective.
Yeah, he made up his own word.
What does it mean to be Kobe? Kobe-y.
Well, just like how it's written. All the characteristics of Kobe.
Right. So all the things that identify Kobe Bryant as the person were there that night. It was the Kobe-est night ever. And he finished in a perfect circle. He walked to the sidelines after he was removed from the game, and he found former nemesis Shaquille O'Neal. I thought Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal were on the same team. Why does the author use the word nemesis? Nemesis means what, Linda?
A rival or enemy.
Okay. Luke, help us out. What's going on here?
Well, between these two players, there is a history. Yes, they did play together at one point for the Los Angeles Lakers. And then during 2004, Shaquille O'Neal got traded to Miami because of tensions that were happening between Kobe and Shaq.
Okay, their personalities were clashing.
Yes, they were two, I guess you can picture two alpha dogs, two leaders trying to work things out, but it's really tough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they didn't always get along.
No.
They fought a lot. Maybe even on the court they had some words with each other, right?
Yeah.
These two superstars,
yeah.
You know, fighting for the ball. They want the touch, they say. I need more touches.
Yeah, but team was too small for them. Like, it couldn't handle these two superstars.
But at the end, Kobe found him, and they hugged and made up and said, all's forgiven.
Yeah, since that time, they made up, apparently.
Yeah,
and,
life is good.
Life is good.
Well, Kobe blew a kiss and was gone. But as he later showed, he will be Kobe tomorrow and next week and forever.
That's right.
He will never not be Kobe.
Yeah.
That is so true. Well, what happens when Kobe meets the media, Linda?
Well, he was asked if this was a perfect ending, and he said that it would have been perfect if it had been a championship.
Yeah, he's not content.
Yeah, he wasn't fully satisfied.
Right. It would be nice to go out, have your last game be the final championship game, win it all. But that was not for him this year, and a perfect ending was denied. But then he added he just couldn't help himself. What did he say next, Luke?
Well, he said, I just gave myself up today.
What does that mean? He gave up? He quit? What does it mean to give up?
Like, no, he didn't quit per se, but he let go of himself. He was just free that night.
Okay.
Doing what he loved.
Okay. In our vocabulary focus, we see that it means to spend all your time and energy doing or feeling something. So he gave fully of himself. He expended all his energy. And that's part of who he is and what he does. And that's one reason he is so great, is that he leaves everything on the floor, we would say in English, meaning he gave it his all. He left everything on the floor. He gave himself up. And on the final night of his professional basketball life, it was the ride of a lifetime. It was a great ending to a great career. And not every pro athlete, not every superstar has such a great, great ending to their careers. Right?
Yeah. And for Kobe, I mean, his career definitely was very decorated. 5 championships, 18 All-Star game appearances. He won an Olympic gold medal
okay.
in 2008.
Nice.
And then I'm sure everyone who follows Kobe will remember that 81-point game that he delivered during 2006.
Yes, that was an amazing game. Do you remember who it was that they were playing?
They were playing against the Toronto Raptors.
Okay.
And 81 points. That was the second most points scored by one person in a single game. Kobe was second only to Wilt Chamberlain.
And he scored over 100, right?
He scored 100, 1962.
Okay. Yeah. That's an amazing feat, 81 points. And that's one reason Kobe has that reputation of hogging the ball. He wants to be the superstar. He wants to shoot the ball and get the points. 81 points. That's an amazing number. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, certainly, as I said earlier, there's no doubt that he will be elected into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
No doubt.
And it will be interesting to see what happens to the Lakers in the future. How will they rebuild? Who will they rebuild around? And at this point, the NBA season is just ramping up for its next season. The new coach, Luke Walton, of course, he came from the Golden State Warriors,
mm-hmm.
who had an amazing season last year.
But it's also notable that Luke Walton used to play for the Lakers.
That's right.
And he played alongside Kobe.
And didn't his father play as well for the Lakers?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
So there's a lot of history there, and we hope the Lakers can rebuild and wish them all the success. And, yeah, that's a great, great ending to a great career for Kobe Bryant. Well, friends, once again, this has been a very sports-centric feature about basketball. And so if you have questions about some of the vocabulary, you can go ahead and review there on page 29 some good words for us to know. And we hope you join us for another lesson next time here at Advanced. Until then, for all of us here, have a great day.